We continue Be'ezat Hashem in our limud of Masechet Nazir. We are on Daf Yud Daled. We are four lines from the top, in the middle of the line, where it says, Ve'im timatzeh lomar chayleh. This limud is li'ilui nishmat Tzion ben Shalom, Reuven ben David, Yosef ben Tamara, Rav Shalom Kohen ben Tfacha Malka, Yair ben Tova, Naim ben Chatun, Yom Tov ben Chana, Shaul ben Latife, Erez ben Miriam, Eta Rivka bat Mordechai, Rivka bat Devora, Eva Shlomit bat Ilana Esther, Chaya Esther Chava bat Sara, Luba bat Mazal, Lea bat Rachel, Gabriela Masuda bat Sara, Alehem HaShalom. Also Lizchut Refua Shelema, for Aaron Yitzchak ben Brina, Avram ben Aviva, Moshe ben Chana, Yaakov Yisrael Yochai ben Beloria, Yaakov Yisrael Bechor ben Marusia, Ofer Nisim ben Shoshana, Esther bat Sara, Gerastova bat Chana, Chana bat Zulika, and Rina bat Chana. Lirfu'ah shelema. The Gemara here is in the midst of discussing the question of Rava that began on Yud Gimel Amud Bet. Rava asked the question, when a person made a neder, such as the following, Hareni nazir le'achar esim yom, u'me'achshav me'a yom. He accepted upon himself two terms of nazirut. The first one, he said, I shall be a nazir in 20 days. Stam nazir, a 30-day term nazirut, but will begin in 20 days. And then he accepted upon himself a nazirut of 100 days to begin from today. So the question of Rava is, does the nazirut of 100 days really begin from today? Does it take effect from today? After all, it's not going to be completed by the time the Stam Nezirut comes in 20 days. So maybe it's not Chal now, and you have to wait until you finish the first term of 30 days, which begins in 20. Or do we say that since, even though he can start counting the 20 days now, and then he'll stop in the middle and do the second term of Nezirut of 30 days, and then he will complete the 100-day Nezirut by finishing 80 days afterwards, because, after all, 80 days also is enough to have Gidul Se'al, to grow the hair. And so that was the question that the Gemara was discussing. And then the Gemara said that really, before this question, he had a more simpler one. And that was Nezirut Mu'etet. Nezirut mu'etet means, if let's say he accepted upon himself to be a nazir after 20 days, to begin being a nazir in 20 days, and from today, a regular nazirut of 30. So the same question, if you look on top of Daf Yudaled Amud Aleph, our page, the Gemara says, Im timatzeh lomar nezirut mu'etet, if you want to say that by the case of a smaller nezirut, which is only 30 days, since after the term of the 30-day Nezirut, he will only have 10 days left to complete the first Nezirut that he started for 20 days, so the 10 days afterwards will not be able to join with the first 20 days that he did. What would be Vadai Nazir Me'ayom? What would be the case by a Nazir of 100 days? Since he has 80 days left, do they count? Meaning, do they start from now? He does 20 days, and then he begins a term, a separate term of Nezirut of 30, and then he completes the 100-day term with the 80 days afterwards. So that's where we're holding. That's the question of Rava. So now the Gemara is going to continue and stretch out this Safik. And if you want to say that in both cases, even though the first Nezirut is going to be interrupted, right? The Nezirut of the 100 days is going to be interrupted in 20 days. He's going to have to start that second term of a 30-day Nezirut. Still, chayli, it takes effect from today, meaning the 100-day Nezirut that he accepted starts from today, and he counts 20 days. And then he does the 30-day Nezirut, and he completes the 80 days afterwards. If you want to tell me that that's the halakha, okay. But how about this following question? Amar hareni nazir le'achar esrim yom. I am a nazir in 20 days. U'me'achshav nazir olam. And also I accept upon myself from today to be a nazir olam, to be a nazir, a permanent nazir. Mahu, what would be the halakha here? Mi chayla ale ola? Does the permanent Nezirut take effect for him immediately from today? Or does it not take effect? Because after all, since the Nezirut Olam is unlimited, so he could not have intended to complete its days after the second term of Nezirut. So it's reasonable to assume that he intended for the permanent Nezirut to begin after that second term of Nezirut was completed. Who says he starts it from today? Maybe it's not Chal from today. Not only that, the type of Nezirut that interrupts it, that 30-day Nezirut that interrupts the Nezirut Olam, is not from the same kind. That one is the temporary type, and it's interrupting the permanent type. So maybe the permanent Nezirut does not start now. It only starts after he finishes the 30-day Nezirut. That's a question. Now, im timatzel lomar, and if you want to say that over here in this case, kevan de'efshar le'itshule, since it's possible to request a hatara before a chacham on the Nezirut Stam that he accepted in 20 days, and it won't interrupt. After all, he's able to do, let him start from today the Nezirut Olam. In 20 days, when that Nezirut of Stam Nezirut should come and interrupt, he can be Itshule, he can go and request a Hatara on it. So, Kevan de'efshar li'itshule, since there is the option of Hatarat Nedarim, Chayla, maybe in this case we say that the Nezirut Olam, the permanent Nezirut, takes effect immediately today, because it's not necessarily going to be interrupted. So what do you say in the following then? Amar hareni Nezir Shimshon le'achar esrim yom. Let's say he says like this. Let's say he says, in 20 days I am a Nezir like Shimshon. If you remember, we learned in the first perek that Nezirut Shimshon is a different kind of Nezirut. It's the type of Nezirut that one is allowed to become Tamel Amitim, and so on. So therefore, and we learned also in the first perek that since it's a different type of Nezirut, there is no Hatara. There is no option of She'ela to go and request a Hatara Nezir Shimshon. So let's say this person said like this, I am a Nezir Shimshon in 20 days. Umeachshav Nazir Stam, and from today I am accepting upon myself a simple, regular 30-day Nezirut. Mahu, what do we say the halacha here? Hacha lo efshar li'itshule michayla. Over here by the Nezirut Shimshon, he's not able, he doesn't have the option to do She'ela, to do Atarat Nedarim. So do we say that the Nezirut, the regular Nezirut, should start from today, even though it's going to be interrupted in 20 days by the Nezirut Shimshon? Or do we say that it's not Chal? That since this Nezirut is not from the same type of Nezirut, but the two Neziruyot are two different. One is Nezir Shimshon and one is Nezir Stam. So therefore, one cannot interrupt the other, and he does not have the option to do Atarat Nedarim. So the Nezirut Stam should not be Chal right now, should not take effect now, and it should totally be pushed off, because once 20 days from today comes along, he begins to be a permanent Nezir Shimshon. What would be the halakha in this case? Another question the Gemara asks. Let's say a person says like this, Kemoshe b'shiv'a be'adar, mai. Let's say a person says, I am hereby like Moshe on the 7th of Adar. What is the halacha? Is this considered an expression of Nezirut? Just like Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on that day and he therefore drank no more wine. So to this person who is making this statement, he is vowing to become a Nazir. Or maybe this phrase doesn't indicate any acceptance of Nezirut. What would be the halacha in such a thing? When a person says, Kemoshe b'shiv'a be'adar, do we say that since he's mentioning the day of the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, and we know many people made a neder of Nezirut out of pain on the day that he passed away, so maybe this should be considered a yad le Nezirut. This should be considered a phrase that indicates, that intimates Nezirut. Or do we say no? After all, the day of Shiva Be'adar is also the day when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, so it's a happy day. And therefore these words do not indicate an acceptance of Nezirut. Maybe he accepted upon himself something of Simcha instead. So that's the question here. The Gemara says, Peshot minayhu kadmaita. The Gemara says, at least the first question we can answer from the following braita. The first question can be resolved from a Tosefta that says as follows, Hareni nazir le'achar esrim yom, ומעכשיו מאה יום. The question of Rava, the one that Rava began with. I am a Nazir in 20 days. And from today, I am a Nazir for 100 days. So what is the halacha? Says the Braita, Mone Esrim. He counts 20 days of his term of Nazirut immediately. ואחר כך מונה 30. Then he stops and he counts 30 days for the stam Nazirut that he accepted. ואחר כך מונה 80 כדי להשלים Nazirut ראשונה. And then he counts the completing 80 days, the rest of the 80 days, to complete the 100-day Nazirut that he accepted upon himself. So at least the first question has been resolved from an explicit Braita. Now the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah, what it states in the end of the Mishnah, a case where a person says, Hareni Nazir Kesheyeli Ben Venazir. A person says, I accept upon myself to be a Nazir upon the birth of a son, and in addition to a standard term of Nazirut. So the Mishnah said that if he starts counting his own Nazirut, right, that regular Nazirut that he accepted, and then, let's say, in the middle of the 30 days of his Nazirut, a son was born to him. So he has to stop his own Nazirut, the 30-day Nazirut, in the middle, and start counting the separate Nazirut that he promised upon the birth of his son. And then later on, after the 30 days of that one, he completes the days of his original separate Nazirut. So the Gemara now is going to speak about this and give us a certain machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish. And we know that the Torah says a Nazir that becomes Tameh while observing his term of Nazirut, he has to start counting fresh. He has to start counting his 30 days again. The days of Nazirut that he did till then are negated. That's called Nistarim. They are negated and he has to start again if he became Tameh. So now in our case here of the Mishnah, the Gemara asks the following scenario. What happens if Nitma Bimei Beno? What happens if he became Tameh during the days of the term of Nazirut for his son? So again, he started counting his own Nazirut. And then in the middle of his own Nazirut, he had a son who was born. So then, what did the Mishnah say? The halacha, he has to start his own a separate Nazirut for his son. Now, what happens if in the middle of the 30 days for his son, he became Tameh? So what's the halacha? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Soter, Resh Lakish Amar Eno Soter. Rabbi Yochanan says, the fact that he became Tameh, it negates not only the days that he counted for this Nazirut of his son, but also the days of his own term of Nazirut. And so he has to start all over again to observe two full terms of Nazirut. Resh Lakish amar eno soter. Resh Lakish says, no, it doesn't negate the days that he observed for his own Nazirut, only the days that he observed for the Nazirut of his son. That's the machloket, Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish, and the Gemara explains the reasoning. Rabbi Yochanan amar soter, chada nezirut arichtahi. Rabbi Yochanan says, the reason why the tum'ah that he got into now negates all of the days, including the days that he started for his own, it's because Rabbi Yochanan looks at both nezirut here as one long term of nezirut. Chada nezirut arichtahi. So, if it's soter, it's soter all of them. Resh Lakish amar eno soter because nezirut didei lechud vedivrei lechud, because Resh Lakish looks at the nezirut of his own is a separate entity, and the days of nezirut for his son is a separate entity in itself, and therefore if he became tameh in the middle of the days of nezirut of his son, it only negates the days that he counted for the nezirut of his son, but not the days that he counted previously for his own nezirut. So that's the machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish. There's a similar machloket the Gemara gives us on the top of Yudalid Amud Bet in the case of one who became a metzora, who contracted leprosy during Nazirut. Nitma bimei tzara'ato. Now, first of all, there's halacha that if a nazir, as we're going to see later on, if a nazir that became a metzora in the middle of his term of Nazirut, so the days of his what's called chiluto, the days when he is decided upon by the Kohen that he is tameh b'nezirut, do not count for him as part of the days of nezirut, but they also do not negate the days that he counted up until then. Which means, let's say he's up to day 15 as a nazir, and then he became a mitzorah, so the week or the 2 weeks of his tumat tzarat do not add up, they do not count as days of his nezirut, but they do not negate the first 15 days that he counted for nezirut. So he will complete his nezirut after he becomes tahor from his tzarat. So that's when a regular, when a nazir becomes just a mitzorah. Over here, the scenario that the Gemara is bringing is nitma bimei tzarato. Let's say a nazir, who in middle of his nezirut, he became a mitzorah. And in the middle of his days of tzarat, he became tameh with a dead body. He contracted tum'ah with a corpse. So now, although the days of his tzarat do not negate the previous days of his nezirut, right? But they're all, and they're also not, but they're also not counted as part of his nezirut either. So now the question is, what's the halacha? Rabbi Yochanan amar soter, Reish Lakish amar eno soter. Rabbi Yochanan says the fact that he became tameh in the middle of the days of his tzarat negates the days of nezirut that he observed before he became a mitzorah, which means he has to start counting fresh once he is purified from the tzarat. Reish Lakish says, no, it does not negate the days that he observed up until then. He only needs to observe the remaining days of his nezirut after he becomes tahor. And the Gemara explains the reasoning. Rabbi Yochanan amar soter dehab nezirut kai. Rabbi Yochanan says, the fact that he became tameh, it negates the days that he already observed of nezirut, because dehab nezirut kai. After all, he's in the middle of a period of nezirut, even when he's a mitzorah. Okay? And it's true that the days of the tzarat do not count as part of the days of his nezirut. But after all, they don't negate his days of nezirut, so it's considered as if he's in the middle of his nezirut, and since he's in the middle of his nezirut, the tum'ah that he contracted by the met is powerful enough to be soter, to negate the days of nezirut that he counted till then. Reish Lakish amar eino soter. Reish Lakish says, no, it doesn't negate the days that he observed, because tzara'at lechud unzirut lechud. Because the days of tzara'at are one entity, and the days of nezirut are one entity. Which means the time that he is spending as a mitzorah is not considered part of his nezirut. Right? As we know, he cannot count those days as part of the nezirut, although it doesn't negate, tzarat itself doesn't negate the days of nezirut before, but it still doesn't count as part of the days of nezirut. And therefore, if he contracts tum'ah during the days of its tzarat, it does not have the power to negate the previous days that he counted as a nazir. So it's a similar machloket to the one that we saw on the bottom of Yudalid Amud Aleph, by Nitma Bimei Beno. So we have two cases over here where we have a machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The first case on the bottom of Yudalid Amud Aleph was Nitma Bimei Beno, right? He started first his own nezirut, and then in the middle of his nezirut, his son was born, and he started the nezirut for his son. So let's say he became Tameh in the middle of the nezirut for his son. Does it negate also the days of his own nezirut that he began counting? Rabbi Yochanan says yes. Reish Lakish says no, because Rabbi Yochanan looks at it as one entity of nezirut. Reish Lakish sees it as two separate neziruyot. That's case number one. And the second machloket is here on top of Yudalid Amud Bet, when a nazir who became a mitzorah, and during the days of his tzarat, he became tameh. Does it negate the previous days of nezirut or not? Rabbi Yochanan says yes, because even the days of his tzarat are still in the midst of his nezirut, so therefore it does negate, it ruins the days that he counted before. Reish Lakish says not, because they are two separate entities. So now, basically, these are two similar machlokot. So the Gemara is going to explain now what's the chidush in each one. Why do we need to hear the machloket in both cases separately? Utzricha. They are both necessary. The machloket is necessary to be taught to us in both cases. Because if the machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish was only stated with regards to the case of Nitma Bimei Beno, the first case, I would have thought, Behahi amar Rav Yochanan soter. Over there, that's where Rav Yochanan says that if he became Tameh in the middle of the tzarat of his son, it also negates the tzarat that he began for his own. Why? Because Shem Nezirut Achati. Because it's one label, it's one name of Nezirut that applies to both. It's Nezirut for himself and it's Nezirut for his son. So it's both days of Nezirut. So when he's in the middle of the Nezirut of his son, it negates his own Nezirut that he began previously. That's where Rabbi Yochanan says his opinion that it's soter. Aval beha ema modele l'Resh Lakish. But in the case of Nitma b'mei tzara'ato, maybe he would agree with Resh Lakish that it does not negate, because de nazir lechut v'tzara'at lechut. Because after all, the days of Nezirut is one entity and the days of tzara'at is another entity. That's why I need to be taught that no, in this case Rabbi Yochanan also holds soter. And what about the other way around? Ve'i itmar beha, if it would only tell me the machloket by nitma v'mei tzara'ato, I would have thought beha kama Resh Lakish. I would have thought this is where Resh Lakish says that it's not soter, because after all, nezirut and tzara'at are two different entities. Aval behach, but in the case of nitma v'mei beno, ema modem in Rabbi Yochanan, I would have thought maybe he agrees with Rabbi Yochanan, because after all, both the nezirut for himself and the nezirut for his son, they are both the same label of nezirut. So one can negate the other. Tzricha. That's why it's necessary to teach me that in this case also, Resh Lakish argues. Now, in connection with this machloket, the Gemara discusses another case. Nitma beyom gidul se'ar. This case means like this. Let's say a person became a tameh with a met by touching a dead corpse on the day that he's counting for Nezirut only for the purpose of Gidul Se'ar, only for the purpose of hair growth, not for the completion of the 30 days of Nezirut. Let me explain. Let's say a person accepted on himself Nezirut of 30 days, right? And by accident, after 20 days, someone shaved his hair, gave him a haircut, whatever it may be. After 20 days, before the 30 days of Nezirut were over. So now, in order to complete his Nezirut, really he only has 10 days left for his Nezirut. But he cannot yet shave his hair after the completion of his Nezirut as a Nazir until he has what's called Gidul Se'ar, the growth of hair. And what is the minimum of growth of hair? The hair has to go for 30 days. Problem is, his hair was shaved after 20 days. So what does he have to do? He finishes the 30 days of his Nezirut, that means another 10 days, and then for 20 days he cannot shave his hair. Those 20 days are 20 days that he's counting only because of Gidul Se'ar, of hair growth. So here's a person who already officially finished his count, his term of Nezirut, of 30 days, but he's waiting another 20 days for his hair to grow, for it to be considered Gidul Se'ar. So the case in question here is, let's say in the midst of those 20 days, those extra, let's call them, those extra 20 days that he's only counting, that he's attaching to his Nezirut only because of Gidul Se'ar. Let's say he became Tameh in the midst of those 20 days. What's the halacha? Rav Amar Eno Soter. Rav says, it does not negate his days of Nezirut. Meaning, the fact that he completed his 30 days of Nezirut, that stays intact. And the fact that he became Tameh now in those extra 20 days does not negate it. And Rav says, Afilu l'Rabbi Yochanan de'amar soter, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said in the case previously of where one became Tameh in the Nezirut of the term that he's doing for his son, or in the days of Tzarat, it does negate the previous days of Nezirut. But that's only when he's still in the middle of Nezirut one way or another. He's in the middle of the Nezirut for his son. Or he's in the middle of the days of Tzara'at, which are smack in the middle of his Nezirut. Well, that's when, if he became Tamer, Rabbi Yochanan would hold that it negates the previous counting that he did. But Gidul Se'ar, Mishlam Nezirutu. But Gidul Se'ar, those extra 20 days, they're not part of the term of Nezirut. They are just to complete the days of his hair growth for the Nezirut. It's not part of his term of Nezirut. So therefore, if he became Tameh then, it does not negate his previously counted and completed 30 days of Nezirut. That's according to Rav. Shmuel says exactly the opposite. Shmuel says, if a person became Tameh during those 20 days, If the Nazir became Tameh during those 20 days of Gidul Se'ar, Soter, it does negate his Nazirut. Afilu l'Resh Lakish te'amar en Soter. Even according to Resh Lakish, who said in the previous two machlokot that it does not negate. Why? Because Hatam, over there, it doesn't negate the Nazirut. Because Shete Nazirut. Because after all, they are two separate terms of Nazirut. Let's say in the case of where he's doing Nazirut for his son. Okay, so the Tum'ah that happens in the middle of the Nazirut of his son does not negate the Nazirut of his own. They are two separate Nazirut. And also in the case of Tzara'at, the entity of Nazirut is one, the entity of Tzara'at is a different one. Two separate entities, one cannot negate the other. That's where Shmuel says in Osoter. But hacha chada Naziruta. But over here, in the 20 days of Gidul Se'ar, why is he growing the hair of this Gidul Se'ar? It's for the purpose of that very one Nazirut that he counted. And therefore, if he becomes Tameh in those 20 days of the Gidul Se'ar, it does negate, says Shmuel, even according to Resh Lakish, it does negate the previously counted days of Nazirut. Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, Hakol Modim, everyone agrees, She'im Kidesh Se'ar Badam En Lo Takana. Everyone, however, will agree that im kidesh se'ar badam, if the hair became kadosh, became consecrated during the sprinkling of the dam, of the korbanot, en lo takana, he has no means of remedy. Which means like this. Let's say the nazir completed his term of nazirut, okay? And then he brought his korbanot. And the blood of the korbanot was sprinkled on the mizbeach. And then he became Tameh before shaving his hair off. That's the procedure. First, you finish the Nazirut, then you bring the Korbanot, then there is Zrikat Adam, and then he shaves his hair off and puts it on the Mizbeach. After the Zrikat Adam, he became Tameh before shaving. In that case, there is no Enlo Takana. He has no way to shave or to make wine permitted to himself. He's stuck because it's not permitted, the wine is not permitted for him now through the korbanot that he brought, because he became tameh. And he cannot bring other korbanot for this purpose, because a person cannot bring two sets of korbanot for the same term of nezirut. So it's a very big problem. If already kidesh se'ar badam, if already the zrikat adam was done, in between the zrikat adam and the shaving of his hair, he became at that point, he became Tameh, en lo takana. There is no remedy for this person. He cannot become Tahor. He cannot be purified from his Tum'ah, and he cannot finish his Nezirut to allow himself to drink wine, because without the Korbanot, he cannot shave. And since he already brought the Korbanot, he cannot bring a separate set of Korbanot. So now the Gemara asks a question on this statement of Rav Chisda. Aliba Deman. According to who of the Tanaim is this statement of Rav Chisda being said? If it's going according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds later on Daf Mem Vav Amud Alef, that even the shaving, if it's not done, if the shaving of the hair is not done, he's not able to drink wine and to become Tamil Amitim. If he's going according to Rabbi Eliezer, Kevan De'amat Tiglachat Me'akevet, since he says the shaving is something that is crucial, it's indispensable to the completion of the Nezirut, right? So if he became Tameh before the shaving, Toch Meloti, then what's the problem? It's considered like he's in the middle of Melot. He became Tameh within the term of his Nezirut. So it doesn't make sense to say that he has no remedy. What do you mean? Velisto, let it instead, the fact that he became Tameh, let it negate his previous counting of days of Nezirut, and then he observes another term of Nezirut, after which he's going to shave, and then he will be done with and fixed, and no problem. Again, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that a crucial part of the procedure of the Tahara of the Nazir is the Tiglachat, is the shaving of the hair, so if he became Tameh before Tiglachat, that's just like Toch Melot. That means that he became Tameh in midst of the days, in midst of the term of his Nazirut. What happens to a person who becomes Tameh in midst of his Nazirut? Okay, Listor, he negates all the counting that he did. He starts over again and he counts another 30 days. And then at the end of those 30 days, he will be able to bring his Korbanot and to shave his hair and become a regular person. What do you mean, En Lo Takana? So it can't be according to Rabbi Eliezer, right? Ela aliba de Rabbanan. Rather, perhaps you're saying that Rav Chisda is speaking according to the opinion of Rabbanan. But then, ha'amri tiglachat lo me'akevet. Didn't they say that the shaving is not crucial to the completion of Nizirut? Which means that his tum'ah occurred when he was no longer a Nazir. It's after his Nizirut. So why are you saying that en lo takana? Answers the Gemara, you're right. Le'olam aliba de Rabbanan. Really, actually, Rav Chisda was talking according to the opinion of Rabbanan. Umay en lo takana, what does he mean? He doesn't have a takana, he doesn't have a remedy. It doesn't mean he can never get back to being a regular person. No. En lo takana le mitzvat giluach. He has no way, he has no remedy for the mitzvah of shaving. Which means he cannot fulfill the mitzvah of shaving in purity, as is required, because since he became tameh before the act of shaving, so the mitzvah of shaving left him, expired, and he cannot do it anymore, because he's not a nazir. And if he's going to shave, it's not a mitzvah anymore. That's all. It means that he loses the mitzvah of tiglachat, but it doesn't mean that he has no takana, meaning that he'll never become a regular person to be able to drink wine again. No, of course he will, but he loses out on the mitzvah of giluach. Amar Rav Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina. Rav Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina says, Nazir shekalu lo yamav, a Nazir whose days of Nazirut are completed, but he didn't bring his korbanot yet, loke al hatuma, he becomes, he's punishable, he gets malkut, if he contracts tum'a from a dead body, ve'eno loke al tiglachat velo al yain. But he does not get punished with malkut for the act of shaving or for drinking wine. So again, we're talking about a person, a Nazir, shekalu lo yamav. His 30 days of Nazirut ended, he just didn't bring the korbanot yet. So the halacha is that he does get punished for tum'ah, that he does, but he does not get punished for shaving his hair or for drinking wine. So the Gemara asks, Maishna tum'ah delake, why is it different that by tum'ah he does get punished? The Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Kol yemei haziro l'Hashem, all the days of his nezirut for Hashem, the Pasuk says, al nefesh met lo yavo, he should not become tameh. So what does the word kol come to include? Lerabot yamim shele'achar melot, ki yamim shelifnei melot. This comes to include the days after melot, after the completion of his 30 days, like the days before the completion. Which means that when it comes to tum'ah, even though he became tameh after the 30 days, but since it's before the korbanot, it has the same halakha as if he became tameh in the middle of the 30 days regarding punishment. So the Gemara asks, Yachi, if so, atiglachat nami lichyav. So he should also be chayav if he shaved after 30 days before korbanot. Deha amarachamana, because the pasuk says, kol yeme neder nizro tar lo yavor al rosho. All the days of his nezirut, he is not allowed to shave his hair. So we should also learn from this kol yemeh, la'asot yamim shel'achar melot ki yamim shelifnei melot. Let's make it that he's punishable by shaving if he shaves on the days after melot, just like the days before melot. You have the same word kol regarding the shaving that we found by in regards to the halacha of becoming tameh. That's question number one. Vetu, and furthermore, by drinking wine also, it says kol yemeh nizro, mikol asher yaaseh migefen hayayin. It says all the days of his nezirut, he's not allowed to drink anything from the wine. So let's make a drasha regarding drinking wine as well. Asot yamim shelachar melot ki yamim shelifnei melot. That if he drinks wine after the completion of 30 days before the korbanot, he should be punishable just like the days before. Why do you say only regarding tum'ah and not regarding the shaving and the drinking of wine? Answers the Gemara on the top of Tedvav Amud Alef. Shani hacha, when it comes to tum'at amet, there is a difference. The Amar Achamana, the Pasuk says, Hashem says in the Pasuk, V'time rosh nizro, and he defiles his consecrated head. V'time rosh nizro, mi she nizro talui lo berosho, which indicates, which comes to be marbeh, even the one whose nezirut is dependent only upon his head. What does that mean, dependent only upon his head? One who completed his nezirut, his 30 days of nezirut, the only thing he didn't do is the shaving. So that's when he gets, even at that period of time, he receives Malkut for contracting Tum'ah. So in other words, we find these three words that are unique only in the halacha of Tum'ah Tamet. It says, V'timeh Rosh Nizro, when he touches the dead, and he's Metameh, his head of Nezirut. What's this? Interesting words, head of Nezirut. It means Mishe Nizro Talui Berosho, someone who is a Nazir only by his head right now, which means he counted already the 30 days, but the only thing he needs is to shave. If he became Tameh, he is punishable. That these are words that are only written regarding the Tumat Tamet, not regarding the drinking of wine or the shaving. And that's why he gets Malkut only for the case of Tumat Tamet. The Gemara asks another question on the halacha, this halacha of Rav Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina. Metivei, we learned in a braita, Nazir shekalu lo yamav, a Nazir who completed the 30 days, asur legaleach, he's not allowed to shave his hair, meaning to take a haircut yet, velishtot yain, to drink wine, velitamin ametim, nor to touch a dead body, until he brings his korbanot. And now get this, what does it say openly? Ve'im gilach, ve'shata yayin, ve'nitma lametim, harizeh sofeget ha'arbaim. And if he did one of these things, one of these three things, any one of them, he is punishable by Malkut. So you see, there is no difference between them. Which means, the only way out of the Nezirut is by bringing the Korbanot. So a Nazir shekalu lo yamav, if he just did so much as take a haircut before the Korbanot, or drink wine, and truly become tamei metim, any one of these, he gets Malkut, he is punished. Tiyufta. In fact, this is a conclusive refutation on the statement of Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina.